reading from some of his writing that is only now being published as a standalone book for the first time, while Alan Lee has illustrated Tolkien's new book, The Fall of Gondolin. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And this was where it all began, wasn't it, with his creation of Middle-earth? I mean, before we got The Hobbits and all the rest of it, this was the start of it.
Yeah, this is another book that's been 100 years in the making. He started writing it in 1916 when he was in the trenches.
Gosh, he was actually in the trenches with his notebooks.
He was at the Somme, yes, and he was invalided out, fortunately, probably, and then went to Hull and to Leeds, where he's convalescing, and continued the writing there. But
The background to the story, of course, is war, isn't it? An eternal battle between the gods and Morgoth, that awful man, Lucifer-type figure.
That's correct, yeah. And, that's the background. And the focus of the story is on the city of Gondolin, which is a hidden kind of Shangri-La city inhabited by elves, encircled by hills and mountains and totally inaccessible. And the hero, Tyr, is kind of led there by Ulmo, who's the god of the sea and water.
But the hero is a mortal, right?
He's a mortal, yeah.
Right. And of course, he fails in the end because, well, the title of the story gives it away, doesn't it? The Fall of Gondolin, it falls.
It does. It's completely destroyed. But Tyr leads the remnants, the survivors, to safety.
Right. And so how did we get from that to The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit?
Well, this all happened in the first age of Middle-earth. But, of course, when Tolkien wrote it, this was the entire story. He wasn't planning to go on to write The Lord of the Rings or to create the second and the third age. And so it's a kind of mythological, semi-historical background to the events that happen in Lord of the Rings.
Semi-historical?
Well, in terms of Middle-earth.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. I thought you were about to stun us with...
No revelations.
No revelations. But nonetheless, that was how it all arose, really. And from then on, it just went bonkers, didn't it?
It did, yes. It's almost as if the Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings were kind of an afterthought. This great mythology, which eventually found its way into the Silmarillion, that was what he considered his life's work. And it was The Hobbit was almost a distraction, I think. And The Lord of the Rings was just a sequel to The Hobbit, which grew and grew and became this great epic.
And what an epic. I mean, in terms of epic tales, it has to be, the greatest of the last century?
I think so. I can't think of anything to compare with it.
Well, it earned you an Oscar, didn't it, for your work on the films and all the quite extraordinary illustrations that you've done. Amazing.
Yeah, that was 12 years of working on the films.
Well, congratulations, and the new book is out. His illustrations for The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit provided the inspiration for the Peter Jackson's film adaptations and all the rest of it. Thank you so much for talking to us, Alan Lee.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.